The coronavirus pandemic has separated families from their loved ones in nursing homes around the country and created new challenges for staff who are trying to stop the virus from spreading in those facilities. Navigating this pandemic is hard for everyone, but it's especially complicated when you're caring for someone who has dementia. Miriam Wasser from member station WBUR reports.
Newbridge-on-the-Charles is a sprawling retirement community not far from Boston. It's run by Hebrew Senior Life and offers independent and assisted living options, as well as long-term memory care.
There are 20-some buildings on the campus. It has walking trails, and it's a beautiful, beautiful campus.
That's Helene Oppenheimer. She and her husband Martin moved to Newbridge in 2011, shortly after he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. They lived together in an apartment at first, but as Martin's condition worsened, it became clear to Helene that he needed more help. So about 2 years ago, he moved to the memory care facility on the campus.
Martin, when we were sending him over to long-term care, he said, if that's where you think I should be, I trust you.
Even though the Oppenheimers both live on the Newbridge campus, they have to live in separate buildings. And Helene says it's been a stressful and emotionally difficult 2 years.
And he'll say to me, where am I? What kind of place is this that I'm in?
And that was before the coronavirus pandemic. Since mid-March, Helene hasn't been able to visit Martin. And that's been really hard.
I don't like being away from him. We have a wonderful marriage. Does he miss me? Yes, he misses me. He asks me all the time why I can't be there.
Families separated from loved ones in nursing homes are struggling everywhere. But when the person has Alzheimer's or another form of dementia, experts say the tension between infection control and maintaining daily routines makes the situation even more complicated.
One of the greatest challenges has been separating people from their loved ones, from their family members.
Dr. Olivia Liff is the geriatric specialist in Newbridge. She says losing that social interaction, along with canceled group activities and all the other changes, has been really hard for residents.
Oftentimes, people in memory support do better when they're together with other patients and the care providers that are regularly on the unit. And those people are sort of almost like family members in this setting.
No two people with dementia are exactly alike. But Liff says patients often exhibit behavioral disturbances, like anxiety or agitation. In normal times, teams of specialists work together to help residents keep these behaviors at bay.
That becomes enormously challenging when we're treating people with the very strictest of infection control precautions.
What's more, a lot of the strategies other senior care facilities have implemented don't work with memory care patients. For instance, Liff says she can't expect any of her residents to quarantine in their rooms and wear masks. So instead, it's up to staff, who do wear masks, to adapt. They try to keep residents isolated, but they've also divided up floors in the memory care unit so that residents can only interact with a few other people should they walk around.
We know that any type of transition, even a transition within the building, can be a significant stressor. So we've been lucky, actually, to keep most of the patients in place.
The coronavirus pandemic poses another challenge for those working with dementia care patients. How much do you tell them about it? And what if they ask questions? That's something Helene Oppenheimer has thought about a lot in recent weeks.
One day when I called him, he got really upset. And he said, you know, something's here. Something's come. A terrible thing has happened. We have something like the plague.
Helene says Martin upsets easily and gets anxious about her health and safety. So she didn't want to worry him more by telling him details about the pandemic.
And I said, it isn't the plague, but you're right, it's a terrible thing, and it has affected our ability to be together.
She knew it didn't really register, but it worked to calm him down.
I think he's indicated to me that he's a little scared over there when I'm not with him. And would he be scared if he really understood the pandemic? Yes, I'm sure he would be.
So for now, Helene is trying to take things with Martin day by day, calling him often, comforting him however she can, and, like many separated families, just waiting for the day when they can see each other again. For Here and Now, I'm Miriam Wasser.